Isn't today great? Today is such a great day. Everything is so great.
We're going to have a lot of fun. We got some wonderful people for you.
All you mommies and daddies out there who complain to the radio station, I got something to say to you.
And the first thing you've got to do is say the call letters properly. Okay?
It's an incredible metamorphosis of love and emotion and sensitivity and tenderness and fun and joy and happiness.
Did you know that this show represents health and hope?
Yeah, it's a great day for Old Man Winter to demand a recount. Phil did not see a shadow. Early spring may be in the offing. Or is Phil an operative of the deep state?
Welcome aboard the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show. We've been together a mosaic of voices from the arts, politics, personal growth, and justice. How are you? What a crazy week indeed, right? We'll take it all on, including E. Jean Carroll, $83.3 million richer, or eventually, once the appeals are all in process. It might seem like chump change, by the way, as Donald Trump is awaiting Judge Engoron's penalty verdict, which should come down any day in the New York civil case. It could be upwards of $250 million or more. Wow. Can he pay it? Can he afford it? We'll find out more about his grifting. Joe Biden inching up in the polls ever so slightly, and you know how I feel about polls. Nikki Haley, not so much the answer as she puts her foot in it again on a popular black radio show. We'll talk all about that. So much more. Surround ourselves with great music, including your Forgotten 45. You're in the mix, too, if you're listening live. It is Friday, February 2nd. 10 a.m. out west, high noon central, and 1 o'clock here in the east. Number in motion, 347-857-4505. Hey, the Facebook page and the PopNet chat box are available, too, should you find yourself joining us for the live ride. Twitter XC 24/7, live or on podcast. Chime in at AB Writes when it works for you. All being helmed by the talented EverReady TCS crew, Trudy and Aurora Perch in the booth, ML at headquarters. Show brought to you in part by Dunkin'. America runs in Dunkin'. Fuel up with all your favorites. America runs in Dunkin'. Also by ChumbaCasinos.com. Play free slots, blackjack, and more. ChumbaCasinos.com. And by PopNet, arts, culture, conversation, on air, online, up and running 24/7, featuring the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show and those robust roundtables. Boy, we got into it yesterday with that MAGA meltdown about Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce. You know what I'm talking about, right? The rest of us can just raise on the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show. Weigh in.
Well, a little thing you say. I love you.
got me, baby, I got you. I got you, babe. I got you, babe. They say our love won't pay the rent, for it's earned, our money's all been spent. I guess that's so we don't have a plot, but at least I'm sure of all the things we got. Babe, I got you, babe. I got you, babe. I got flowers in the spring. I got you to wear my ring. And when I'm sad, you're a clown. And if I get scared, you're with me around. Let them say your hair's too long, 'cause I don't care with you, I can't go wrong. Then put your little hand in mine, there ain't no hill or mountain we can't climb. Babe, I got you, babe. I got you, babe. I got you to hold my hand, I got you to understand. I got you to walk with me, I got you to talk with me. I got you to kiss goodnight, I got you to go outside. I got you to travel and let go, I got you to love and love. I got you, babe. I got you, babe. I got you, babe. I got you, babe. I got you, babe.
It's only world famous because you won't shut up about it.
Famous. They say life is so much sweeter through the telephoto lens of fame. Around here you get just as much attention, cheering at the high school football game. I dreamed of going to Nashville, put my money down and place my bet. But I just got the first buck of the season. I made the front page of the Turner Town Gazette. Every last one, round one, rural heart's got a story.
Show Winkin' and I going out to Daphne. Thank you for the kind words via the PopNet chat box. And Get Famous from the Mountain Goats, the poster boy for the pros and prices of fame, former President Trump, of course, as he's benefited a big time from fame. Now he's paying the price. We'll talk more about that as we go. I Got You, Babe, and Not So Forgotten 45 for a bunch of Hardy Irregulars, including Johnny Fever's Hangover, Simp, Nixie, and Tom. Thank you guys for chiming in, of course, in honor of Groundhog Day and that song that Bill Murray had to wake up to over and over and over in that wonderful film of the same name. Good stuff indeed. And Money from Barrett Strong, another Not So Forgotten 45 for Dondi, for Shay, and for Petra. Thank you guys for chiming in. I love playing with you in real time. You know I do. And Raven On with Buddy Holly, the late, great Buddy Holly, who perished in that plane crash February 3rd, 1959. He was only 22 years old all those years ago. His musical legacy raves on and on. Do what you can. while you can, as they say. Hey, it is the Amy Beth Arquish. We'd love to hear what you're talking about, anything, everything on your mind. Twitter, X feed is AB Writes. Phone line, if you're joining us on a live Friday, February 2nd ride, is 347-857-4505. We also have the PopNet chat box and the Facebook page available. And, yeah, you can chime in via the website, amybetharkowi.com. Another couple of media, social media trolls this week on the E. Jean Carroll thing. Vulgarians do not apply. Don't like the language. Don't like the profanity. Don't like the not-so-veiled threats. But I'm not saying this because I'm worried. I get a couple here and there of these comments, and I just ignore them. What I'm telling you is, can you imagine that compounded by hundreds and thousands of these over a period of years that E. Jean Carroll was subjected to when Donald Trump unleashed his MAGA mob on these people, on her, his people, on her? Very sorry. But, of course, you got the $83.3 million judgment last week. Last Friday it came down from a jury unanimously. Yeah. He defamed her big time, acted with malice. Now he's got to pay up, or, of course, he's going to appeal. But he's got to put up a bond, I believe, in order to get the appeal moving. Hopefully she'll get it soon. She says she will do some good things with that money, including starting a foundation to benefit the other women who have credibly accused Trump of harassment and assault. I don't know why these people can't sue or get justice. Like, it's criminally, the statute of limitations, I'm sure, ran out on all of them, including the E. Jean Carroll case. But because they had an extension in New York about the civil lawsuits, she had a chance to sue. But other people can't do it. So she's going to help them, I hope, and I hope she gets a chance to do some good works. Of course, that might seem like chump change considering the Judge Ngoren verdict that we're waiting on. He's already adjudicated Trump a fraud. The question is, how much will he have to pay, and will he be able to keep his business license to operate in New York City or New York? That's coming up soon. The judge said he was going to hand it down by the end of January. It's already February, so maybe today, maybe next week. We'll see how it goes. New wrinkles, because they have a monitor monitoring the Trump finances, and apparently there's some shocking news, some other irregularities discovered. Can you imagine? And Alan Weisselberg, who was the former CFO of the Trump Organization, who you may remember already went to prison, went to Rikers Island for about 90 days due to his shenanigans involved with the Trump Organization's fraud. That was a separate case in which Trump himself was not implicated. Don't understand how that can be, but you know how it goes. Allegedly, the government is claiming that he committed perjury. He lied on the stand, claiming that Trump was not involved in some of the shenanigans he was involved in, which might make him an incredible witness in the upcoming Alvin Bragg case against Trump with the hush money scheme and all of that, which may be pushed up because the other cases are being delayed for various reasons. But so he is in negotiations for a perjury charge. Can you imagine? The guy's 76 years old. It's like Rudy Giuliani, all these people falling from grace in a very big way when they are surrounding themselves, tethering their wagon to Trump's tarnished star, if you will. Beware, Tim Scott. Beware, all these people. It ain't going to be good. What say you, Twitter, X feed, AB Writes, phone line, 347-857-4505, Facebook page, PotNet chat box, anything, everything on your mind. Please weigh in. Who's on this? Aurora, can I get the moniker of this person on the Twitter, X feed, please? We're just moving around. No problems here. Brad and Hank say, you know you're in a cult. They list the warning signs. Cult Education Institute, the leader is always right. Criticism or the leader or questioning the leader is considered persecution. Anything the leader does is justified, no matter how harmful it may be. The leader is the only source for the truth. Everybody else is lying. Disciples must be blindly devoted to the leader and never question him. Those who blindly believe absurdities are willing to commit atrocities. Does that sound familiar, MAGA? I think it might. So this whole MAGA thing, I'm kind of new to this last couple of days because I'm not a big football fan, but apparently you know about this Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce, her boyfriend, who's a tight end for the Kansas City Chiefs. They're going to the Super Bowl. Now the MAGA people believe that Taylor Swift, who they believe is a deep state operative, and so must be Travis Kelce. It's a fake relationship. They have all these crazy theories that the Super Bowl is rigged and that after the Chiefs win the Super Bowl, if, of course, the 49ers have something to say about it, it might not happen. But Taylor Swift will come out and endorse Joe Biden, as apparently she did in 2020. I didn't realize that. I don't know. She hasn't endorsed him yet, but she does encourage voter turnout and voter registration among her young fans. So that's a good thing. And whatever your political proclivity may be, that's okay. But these MAGA people are going nuts. The right-wing media, I saw a sample of it. You know, even people who are the so-called credible anchors on these stations are believing this nonsense. Are we ever going to break this fever pitch with Trump? That's the question. I don't get it. But as for Taylor Swift, she just shakes it off. Wait a minute, maybe that's our quick show.
I see I'm too late. Got nothing in my brain. the great big world. I see them lurking in bookstores, working for the public radio. Yeah, the babies around, stack on their back, moving careful and slow.
About who to vote for in November? Remember this. Every Republican candidate for the U.S. Senate, every Republican candidate for Congress, everyone has said they will support Donald Trump for president if he is the Republican nominee. Even after all we've learned, the insurrection, the allegedly stolen national security documents, the crazy conspiracy theories, every Republican will support Donald Trump if he is the nominee. So if you vote for these Republicans, you are voting to help put Donald Trump back in power. You are voting for four more dangerous years of American betrayal, chaos, bigotry, and hate. If you vote for these Republicans, you are voting to help pardon the men and women who attacked our democracy. This November, the choice is simple. It's America or Trump.
Woke up this morning, turned on my TV set. That living color was something I can't forget. This man was preaching at me, yeah, laying on a charm, asking me for 20 with 10,000 on his arm. He wore designer clothing and a big smile on his face, selling me salvation while they sang Amazing Grace. children, asking me for money when he had all the signs of wealth. I almost wrote a check out, yeah, but then I asked myself, would he wear a pinky ring? Would he drive a fancy car? Would his wife wear furs and diamonds? Would his dressing room have a star? If he came back tomorrow, there's something I'd like to know.
Can you tell me?
Would Jesus wear a Rolex on his television show? Would Jesus be political if he came back to earth? Have his second home in Palm Springs, yeah, but try to hide his worth. Take money from those poor folks when he comes back again, and admit he's talked to all those preachers, say they've been a-talking to him. Lord help us. Just ask yourself, would he wear a pinky ring? Would he drive a fancy car? Would his wife wear furs and diamonds? Would his dressing room have a star? If he came back to father, that's something I'd like to know. Could you tell me, would Jesus wear a Rolex? On his television show. Oh, 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 oh.
Would Jesus wear a Rolex on his
are on the road, must have a code that you can live by, and so become yourself, because the past is just a goodbye. Teach your children well, their father's hell did slowly go by, and feed them on your dreams, the one they fix, the one you know by. Don't you ever ask them why, if they told you you would cry, so just look at them and sigh. Your elders grew wise, and so please help them with your youth. They see the truth before they can die.
Teach your parents well, their children's hell will slowly go by. Them on your dreams, the one they fix, the one you know by. Don't you ever ask them why, if they told you you would cry, so just look at them and sigh, and know they love you.
On the Amy Beth Arkley Show, happy belated birthday to Susanna Hoffs, the front woman who celebrated her 65th birthday last week. Way to go, Bengals. In the midst of this hazy shade of winter in our neck of the woods, gray, rainy, nasty, a little bit of snow the other day, but 2 miles for snow, so maybe Phil was right. Spring might be springing early. Or then again, maybe he's a deep state operative. Who knows? Teacher children from Crosby, Stills, and Nash, Graham Nash, celebrating his 82nd birthday today, February 2nd. So happy birthday, Graham Nash. I think he still performs. He looks pretty darn good. And we'll see what happens in the future. He'll team up with his old girlfriend, Joni Mitchell, who, by the way, will be performing at the Grammys this Sunday. So in case you're interested. Would Jesus Wear a Rolex on his television show? Ray Stevens, who celebrated his 85th birthday on January 24th. I think he's kind of become a Trumper, but I like that song. And it's fun to play him on a liberal show, don't you think? For obvious reasons. It's the money that matters from Randy Newman and Mark Knopfler. Wink and a nod going out to Pearlie. Thank you for the kind words, popping in the chat box. Really appreciate it. And Taylor Swift, of course, shaking it off. All the Swifties are shaking off all the criticism and the crazy conspiracy theories. What the heck are we talking about, kids? I don't know. I mean, it cracks me up with the right-wing media, people like on Fox and OAN and Newsmax. They all are believing this stuff and weighing in as if it's a really serious theory. I mean, give me a break. Nobody says anything when Ted Nugent and, what's the other guy, Kid Rock, come out and support Donald Trump. We can't help it if our celebrities have bigger platforms than your celebrities. Everybody, for now anyway, has free speech, and we can say what we want. So go, Taylor, go. Go, Swifties, go vote. Go register to vote and do what you want to do with the information that you're given. But learn the issues, because I know that Joe Biden has some problems with the youth vote right now. Enthusiasm is the issue, not that they're going to vote for Trump. They're just going to stay home. But think about it. People are worried about the Gaza situation, and you know what? So am I. We got to get the Israeli hostages out. We have to stop the carnage against the Palestinians. We got to get rid of Hamas. There are a lot of complicated issues there. But that's one issue. Think about other issues that you're concerned with: climate change, guns, voting rights, reproductive rights, et cetera, and vote for the Biden-Harris team. And that's how we used to sell it. People say that Joe Biden has lost a couple of steps. Okay, maybe he has. But he's still more coherent and cogent and stronger, as he always was, than Donald Trump. Let's put it that way. So let's see how it all plays out. Nikki Haley, for her part, putting her foot in it again. She just said a couple of days ago, we're going to have a woman president. It's either going to be me or Kamala Harris because Joe Biden won't survive his term. She said that before. How crass can she get? But you know what? If, God forbid, Joe has to step aside, he's got an able partner. That's why you have a vice president. Kamala Harris is eloquent. She motivates young voters. She did that with her Pat last fall with the college tour. She's on the reproductive rights tour this time. She certainly appeals to women voters. She appeals to people of color. and young voters, all of whom need a little ginning up in the enthusiasm department. We've got to work on it, and we have to put forth the agenda, the Biden-Harris Democratic agenda. Push it forth, because Nikki Haley's not the answer. She's not going to make it anyway, it doesn't seem, but I applaud her running because she has a right to run and people have a right to vote, at least so far, so let other people weigh in on the primaries. But she keeps putting her foot in it, doesn't she? I mean, at first she doesn't understand history. She didn't know that, or she didn't cop to the fact that slavery was the heart of the Civil War. And now she went on the Breakfast Club, which is a popular radio show across the country and particularly popular among black audiences, and she had the audacity to say that the causes in the cultural divide and racial tensions in this country were caused by Obama. Now, of course, they pushed back, and then she kind of said, well, it was even when it happened. Yes, it happened during that time because it was a backlash, or as Van Jones calls it, a white lash, against the election and reelection of Obama by the right-wing media and their inherent prejudices. Remember the late Rush Limbaugh making all kinds of disgusting comments about Obama. You remember Glenn Beck, who actually got finally tossed off Fox News. He was a conspiracy theory before QAnon came about. He actually called Obama a racist. It wasn't Obama, who was a stand-up person who works for the entire country, who was causing the racial divide. It was the backlash to him. Well, you can't blame somebody for that. That's for sure. Nikki Haley's not the answer, but I'm glad she's still running. Weigh in, Twitter, X, AV Rights, Facebook page, PopNet chat box, and the phone line, 347-857-4505 available, and, of course, the website, amybetharkowee.com. That's a place to go, by the way, with your Inspiration to Action Challenge success stories. Quick shout-out going out to Brian in Brunswick, Maine, who says, yes, you pushed me at the right time in the right place. I'm writing again. Looks like a memoir, maybe a novel. Okay, Brian. I like those little short teasers. You know I do. Keep us posted. Inspiration to Action, if it's worked for you, I'd love to give you a shout-out. You deserve it. You're also spiriting other folks on to dip into what I call the fountain of youth, creativity. If you want to push in the right direction, let's start a creativity coaching counseling conversation. First one on me, give me a couple of weeks to connect via the website, amybetharkowee.com. And while you're there, check out my award-winning Eliza Gordon Mystery Series, available for ebook and paperback from Cozy Cat Press. Other goodies are available. And, yeah, we have links to the podcast and social media connections. One-stop creative shop at the website, amybetharkowee.com. Don't send any threats, please. We don't like those. All right, around the social media horn we go. What do we got going here? Anything, everything? Let's weigh in on the Swift thing. Fess says, ridiculous. They're just ginning up more votes for Biden when you play games like that. Very stupid, very sour people involved. And Roy says, so what? Football fans are crazy anyway. What's the difference? I don't know what that means, but okay. On the Trump front, Trump is a criminal. He's already been adjudicated a rapist by a judge. Okay, it's civil, but still, we know the truth, so says Bernadette. Mm-hmm. We do know the truth. And what is this? FWB says, Trump is not arguing that he's innocent on any charges. He's arguing that he has the right to be a criminal. Ouch. He's also telling Congress to put a kibosh on the new border deal, which, of course, is supposedly, we haven't seen the text yet, the most conservative deal you're going to get. It's being spearheaded by Republicans as well as Democrats in the Senate, like Langford, who was censored by Oklahoma for not killing the bill. I don't get that. Or censored by the Oklahoma GOP, I should say. And even Grassley says they want to nix it because they don't want to vote on it. They don't want to solve it. They want the issue. Trump wants the issue to run on because he wants it to, just like he wants the economy to crash, so that Biden will be labeled the next Herbert Hoover, not Trump. This is not a guy who cares about the country. He cares about himself. Get a grip on that as we head to the border. I'm Amy Beth Arkowitz Show.
I'm around someday. Are you alright? I haven't seen you in a real long time. Are you alright? Could you give me some kind of sign? Are you alright? I looked around me and you were gone. Are you alright? I feel like there must be something wrong. Are you alright? 'Cause it seems like you disappeared. Are you alright? 'Cause I've been feeling are you alright? Are you sleeping through the night? Do you have someone to hold you tight? Do you have someone to hang out with? Do you have someone to hug and kiss you? Hug and kiss you. Hug and kiss you. Are you alright?
The A.B. Beth Arkowitz Show, Are You All Right? Lucinda Williams celebrating her 71st birthday on January 26th. And after a couple of years of health woes, she's back with a new album, a memoir, etc. Going strong. Go for it, Lucinda. I love her. One of my favorites indeed. And America doing the border in honor of the bully borders and the blunders the GOP are making over this whole issue. And one of my favorite groups, of course, Dewey Bunnell, Jerry Beckley, 50 years on, still going strong, and should be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Speaking of Are You All Right, it was a big, I guess, social media phenomenon this earlier this week when Elmo, who is perpetually a three-year-old Muppet, asked on Twitter X, how's everybody doing, and got a barrage of sad comments, people expressing their loneliness, their traumas, their mental health anguish. We have a problem in this country. We do. People are feeling low and lonely. It's true. And social media sometimes works both ways, double-edged sword. It can be a panacea, you know, not a panacea, but it can be a curative for some people in some ways if you use it right. It can also hinder people because people look at other people's lives and say, hey, they're having so much fun or they're so successful, or they're so happy, when it sometimes is a mirage. So I always say reach out to each other. Reach out to your friends. Reach out to your relatives. Reach out to what I would call my vulnerables, people I know who are kind of alone in the world. Call, text, knock on doors, email, whatever it takes, and reach out to us. You know, we're here for you 24/7. I say 24/7, I mean, it's not literally 24/7, but off the air, we do receive comments, and I do talk with people all the time. So friend me on Facebook. We can do messaging there. You can also follow us on Twitter. I am at AB Writes. Our producer, Trudy Hart, is at Radio Trudy. I will say Trudy rarely responds as quickly as I do, but, you know, there's no contest. Just reach out. We are here for you, and keep the conversation going if you're feeling lonely, if you know what I mean. Hey, let's go around the social media horn before we sashay out of here. Brendan, PopNet Chatbox, says, thank you so much. Love your show. Love your vibe. It's gracious. It's fun, but there's undertone of urgency. I like that. Can we use that in our publicity? Brendan, thank you so much for those kind words. Claudia says, love listening live, but also check out the podcast, too. Yes, don't forget all the shows are archived. Thank you, Claudia, for a podcast. Miss it, want to hear it again, follow the Amy Beth Arkway Show wherever you get your podcasts. And we're pretty good about sending out media misses via social media. Trudy does that for us on my various appearances, Arts Radio Network, Podstream, PopNet, etc. So be on the listen and a lookout for all of that. Anything else we want to talk about? Yes, Patrice says, I'm in South Carolina, and for any Democrat thinking about skipping Saturday's primary for the Democrats and participating instead in the Republican contest 3 weeks later, I'm not sure why they do it that way. Do you know, Patrice? The party's message is clear, don't do it. And she links an article that says Democrats warn their voters against backing Haley in the South Carolina primary. Well, I guess Joe Biden wants to run against Trump, but I say I don't think Democrats should skip the primary and vote for Haley. I'm not saying that, but all the primaries throughout, people have a right to vote, even if I don't agree with the candidate. They shouldn't just proclaim Trump, anoint him, and they tried to do that, and then there was a backlash against that, because that's what he wants to do in the future. He wants to be reinstalled and stay there, if you know what I mean. And Josh says, Democrats are trying to pass a comprehensive border solution. Republicans are trying to convince us that Taylor Swift is a deep state operative. Please choose carefully and vote wisely. Exactly. That about sums it up, indeed. Hey, thank you so much, Trudy and Aurora in the booth, for keeping us moving. ML headquarters, of course. And thank you. Please drive safe, play nice, dream big. We're going to leave you with a couple of tunes from The Day the Music Died, February 3rd, 1959, when we lost, as we mentioned earlier, Buddy Holly. And, of course, Ritchie Valens and the Big Bopper. Now, the Big Bopper was the old man on the plane at 29, believe it or not. Buddy Holly was 22, and Ritchie Valens only 17. Wow, can you imagine? So we'll leave you with one from Ritchie and one from Buddy Holly as we say goodbye. Drive safe, play nice, dream big, come back and see us. On the Amy Beth Arkway Show, you know I love you all.
Come on, let's go a little darling. Let's go. Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave, you know it's a lie. 'Cause that'll be the day when I die. Well, you give me all your loving and your dirt of loving, all your hugs and kisses and your money too. Well, you know you love me, baby. You tell me maybe that someday, well, I'll be through. Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave, you know it's a lie. 'Cause that'll be the day when I die. When you make me cry, you say you're gonna leave. You know it's a lie, 'cause that'll be the day when I die. Well, when Cupid shot his dart, he shot it at your heart. So if we ever part, then I leave you. You sit and hold me and you tell me boldly that someday, well, I'll be through. Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yeah, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave, you know it's a lie. 'Cause that'll be the day when I die. Well, that'll